people like Martin Luther King, who just got a Nobel Peace Prize, an Uncle Tom. Is this correct, first?
Well, I'd rather say that in the States, there's a law that has recently been passed, or a decision handed down by the court, wherein if you call someone an Uncle Tom, they can sue you for libel.
Well,
so I never refer to them as Uncle Toms. I would say that Uncle Martin is my friend.
Uncle Martin is your friend, yet you would disagree with his approach to what he wants to accomplish.
Definitely. If his approach would bring about what the black man in America needs to completely eliminate the problem that we have, I would say well and good. But I very much doubt that anyone who adopts the approach that Martin Luther King has been teaching to our people in that country can point to any meaningful gains that has actually served to solve the problem.
But I take it then you support the freedom-loving attempts of the peaceful marchers in Alabama and these places.
You don't get freedom peacefully. Freedom is never safeguarded peacefully. Anyone who is depriving you of freedom isn't deserving of a peaceful approach by the ones who are being deprived of their freedom. And when black people in this country come out from under the mental straitjacket that the Negro clergymen have placed them in and begin to see that the only way you can get freedom is to get it the same way the white man in this country got it from England, or he says he got it from England. He was willing to pay the price for freedom. When you're willing to pay the price for freedom, then you get it.
Black Muslims have sometimes, whether you have or not, and I think probably you have sometimes, it seemed to me, been preaching hate to meet hate.
I don't advocate any kind of hate.
But there's a lot of talk that sounds very much like it.
No, I think that the guilt complex of the American white man is so profound until when you begin to analyze the real condition of the black man in America, instead of the American white man eliminating the causes that create that condition, he tries to cover it up by accusing his accusers of teaching hate. But actually, they're just exposing him for being responsible for what exists.
Now, the only way you can have peace is to eliminate those injustices, and the American white man is not going to eliminate them. He's going to talk that pretty talk, but he'll still continue to practice those inhuman deeds.
You got the Honorable Elijah's message yourself behind prison walls.
When I was a Christian, I committed many crimes, and those crimes led to my own imprisonment, and also led to my being very atheistic, agnostic first, and then atheistic. And it was only after hearing the religious teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that I became religious and was able to reform myself and rehabilitate myself. But I learned that after trying to reform and rehabilitate myself, that the American white man was more against me then than he was when I was a criminal, when I had criminal tendencies and was trying to carry out or practice his Christianity.
Do you blame Christianity for your crimes?
Christianity is one of the real causes of most of the condition that black people in this country are confronted with. It's the religious concept that Christianity has given Negroes in this country that makes us almost incapable of solving our own problems. The black man in this country has a different religious concept when he's a Christian than the white man has. If you notice, the black man is the only one who will turn the other cheek to his enemy, or who will love his enemy, or who will pray for those who despitefully use him, just because he thinks that's what Jesus wants him to do. Now, the white man preaches the same thing, but he doesn't practice it.
I think a lot of people are confused by the new Arabic name, El Hajj Malik El Shabazz.
I've always had the name on my passport, Malik El Shabazz, only I only used it in the Muslim world. Well, Hajj is a title that is given to any Muslim who makes the pilgrimage to Mecca during the official Hajj season.
Well, will you now use Shabazz and drop X?
I'll probably continue to use Malcolm X because, and I'll probably use it as long as the situation that produced it exists.
Shabazz takes the place of X.
My going to Mecca and going into the Muslim world, into the African world, and being recognized and accepted as a Muslim and as a brother may solve the problem for me personally. But I personally feel that my personal problem is never solved as long as the problem is not solved for all of our people in this country. So I remain Malcolm X as long as there is a need to protest and struggle and fight against the injustices that our people are involved in this country.
To me, one of the things that the Birmingham incident brought to light is the lack of fear in the Negro community for whites today, and the people people, our people in this country, have been held in check more by fear than anything else. Today that fear is gone. So that when they explode, there is nothing that the white man can use to really contain that explosion.
Now, what is your reaction when people refer to the black Muslims as a, quote, extremist or hate group?
Well, extremists, the condition that black people suffer in this country is extremely bad. And it takes an extreme remedy to correct an extreme condition. That's why the moderates can't do it. That's why the conservatives can't do it. We are extremely angry over the plight of our people. And we know that it's going to take some extreme actions to correct this plight. When you just face the fact that what has been done by the white man to the black man, it's a miracle that black people don't hate him. And it's another miracle that the black man hasn't taken up arms and show that he is just as willing to fight his enemy in this country as he has been willing to fight the enemy of this country on the battlefields of Korea and Germany and in the South Pacific and other places.
You think the time will come when Negroes will take up arms?
The time will come when any people and all people on this earth will develop enough intelligence to know that they are within their rights to do whatever is necessary to protect themselves. We're born at a time, and we live in an era when no oppressed people will be satisfied to let the oppressor continue to oppress them without doing something about it. And as the oppressed awaken and become very eager to defend themselves, the oppressor himself is going to step up his activity. And step up activity on the part of both will produce an explosion that's just as certain as the rising of the sun on the eastern horizon in the morning.
Now, this refusal to integrate, surely it must lead to demands for your own state in America.
The black people in this country have been like a misfit white married to the white man here who hasn't treated us right. And today, since we have given up all hope of him ever changing, we want a divorce. We want a complete separation, but we want a property settlement.
Do you think this really practical? Don't you think that the future really lies with a peaceful transformation of the scene?
If American government, the Supreme Court, the President of the United States, the Congress and the Senate, and all these white liberals have said that they're for integration, and these Negroes haven't gotten any more integration than they have, well, that's more impractical than separation. Practical means that which you can practice. And if the Supreme Court and the Army and the Navy and the government and the President are supposed to be for integration and you still can't get it, why, good night. You can't get it. It's impossible. But we can get separation overnight because we already have it.
Are you prepared to go into the United Nations at this point and ask that charges be brought against the United States for its treatment of American Negroes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Please. The audience will have to be quiet. As I pointed out when I was doing my traveling, that nations look, African nations and Asian nations and Latin American nations look very hypocritical when they stand up in the United Nations condemning the racist practices of South Africa and that which is practiced by Portugal and Angola, and saying nothing in the UN about the racist practices that are manifest every day against Negroes in this society. Even in South Africa, those Africans aren't faced with bayonets and aren't faced with police dogs. I would be not a man if I was in a position to bring it in front of the United Nations and didn't do so. I wouldn't be a man.
Malcolm, do you intend to lead the charge in the United Nations?
Well, I find that to say you're going to lead something creates a lot of hostility, division, jealousy, and envy. I hope to work with any group of leaders or any group of organizations to do whatever is necessary to see that this problem is brought before the United Nations.
Well, that's something of an argument, but I've heard speeches made by some of the people of your group. I think I've heard you make speeches. It seemed to me that you were advocating, I would have to describe, I think, as violence to meet the serious injuries that have been done your people, with which I totally agree.
I don't call that violence. I don't in any way encourage black people to go out and initiate acts of aggression indiscriminately against whites. But I do believe that the black man in the United States and any human being anywhere is well within his right to do whatever is necessary by any means necessary to protect his life and property, especially in a country where the federal government itself has proven that it is either unable or unwilling to protect the lives and property of those human beings.
Just before Pierre takes it, you've got a pretty good fighter and the world's heavyweight champion lined up with you to help out. Yes, Pierre.
Well, Mr. X, if I guess I call you that, is that a proper appellation,
yes.
Mr. X? I'm wondering if you still believe, as I think you certainly did at the time you were allied to the Black Muslim movement, in a segregated black nation
no.
in North America.
I don't believe in any form of segregation or any form of racism. I'm against any form of segregation and against racism.
Am I right in saying that the Black Muslim movement, which you have left, did believe in that?
Well, Elijah Muhammad taught his followers that the only solution was a separate state
yeah.
for black people. And as long as I thought he genuinely believed that himself, I believed in him and believed in his solution. But when I began to doubt that he himself believed that that was feasible, and I saw no kind of action designed to bring it into existence or bring it about, then I turned in a different direction.
Mr. X, since your split with the Black Muslim movement, have you formed your own group?
Yes.
And also, you say that you don't believe that Martin Luther King has solutions. What are your solutions?
Well, first, we formed two groups. The split resulted in the formation of two groups. Those who left the Black Muslim movement regrouped into what has now become known as the Muslim Mosque Incorporated, which is strictly religious, based upon the religion as it is taught in Mecca and Cairo and other centers of Islamic religious learning. Then we're realizing that our problem in America, that we are black Americans and we have a problem that goes beyond religion, we formed a group known as the Organization of Afro-American Unity. And the objective of this organization, it's non-religious, number one, any Negro can belong to it, and the objective of that organization is to bring about a condition that will guarantee respect and recognition of the 22 million black Americans as human beings.
Now, this is very laudable, but how?
Well, by any means necessary.